Well, hey there. I'm so pumped for the show. Today, we're talking about how to support modern ergonomics consultants, ergonomics service providers, get to their finish line, and a free training that I have coming up next week. Let's do this. Welcome to the Business of Ergonomics podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Jeremy. I'm a board-certified professional ergonomist with over 15 years of experience delivering ergonomics programs to employers of all different types. In this podcast, I share what other healthcare professionals are already doing and being with ergonomics assessments and how to land those clients that you dream of. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode right now. So as we roll into this episode, I have to let you know about this amazing free training event that I have coming up. And by the time this episode goes live, it will be happening in just less than 1 week. On Wednesday, June 21st, live at 8 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be hosting a webinar, a free training, all about how to build a modern, thriving ergonomic service business. Things that are absolute non-negotiables if you are offering your own ergonomic services in 2023. These are things that every business needs to succeed and excel. So here are the details. All you have to do is go to ergonomicshelp.com/thrive-June-2023. That's ergonomicshelp.com/thrive-June-2023. And I know it's not the most clear thing to follow. I'm looking at this right now thinking, oh, geez. So you have to check it out in the show notes. And if you actually go to the homepage of Ergonomics Help, you can find a link there right underneath the header of the website. So you can check that out because I don't want you to miss this training. It's going to be so good. Why? Because I want you to become seen for your ergonomic skill set, and I want you to gain a steady flow of customers. This is oh so important considering everything that's going on in the economy right now and the fact that everything is getting more expensive. And us as ergonomics professionals have a skill set that employers need. But historically, what's happened in the past is that we're really good at doing ergonomics. We're ergonomics experts, whether you do it in the office or industry, whatever. However, getting to where we want to be so that we become known in our communities for the go-to ergonomics expertise that we have, there's a bit of a barrier there. So you may be feeling frustrated that you're knowledgeable and you have all this information, but you have days of no bookings and you're scrambling to get clients, or maybe this is you too. This is a really, really common thing that happens for really well-meaning ergonomics consultants, and it's that we're relying on word of mouth or subcontracting to get paying clients. And in this training, I'm going to show you exactly what you need to be doing to build that know, like, and trust and become that go-to ergonomics expert for ergonomics in your city. And I don't want you to miss out for this training. All you got to do, like I said, that really difficult to remember website, ergonomicshelp.com/thrive-June-2023. Don't want you to miss it. It's in the show notes. And even if that, you can go to the homepage, ergonomicshelp.com. There's a link right there happening in less than a week now, and I don't want you to miss it. Check it out. Now, let's talk about this episode. Have you ever heard of the term analysis paralysis? That's when you're trying to pick the perfect decision, perfect outcome, and instead of taking action, you're just looking at all the possibilities, all the options, and that is a form of procrastination, and it takes time. Well, my friend, I want to talk to you about something that I've recently put in place that's actually starting in July in my program Accelerate, and why I think it's something that every ergonomics professional needs. And if you are in the field, look to get something like this, whether you join the Accelerate program or you're looking to build something up in your local community, because I think this is something as Small business owners, if you're offering your, especially if you're offering your own ergonomic services, this is something that is definitely needed. So before I jump into what my conundrum was in making decisions, I want to give you a bit of background. When I first started in the ergonomics field, it was about 15 years ago now, maybe more. Time flies. Yeah, more than 15 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun. Am I right? Especially in the ergonomics field. So if you're just jumping into ergonomics now, then my friend, how lucky are you? This is the field that keeps on giving. There's always new ways to apply your knowledge and there's always new things to learn. So back in the day when I was first starting out, I was really fortunate to be working at this really big ergonomics firm. And it was kind of like being spoiled when you first got started because it was so good. There were so many knowledgeable people there. And there was about 20 or 30 board certified professional ergonomists working in one company. And if you've ever worked in the ergonomics industry for any time, you know that is very, very rare. So as you can imagine, with the fact that there is just so many people working at a company with that expertise, we had certain opportunities that you just wouldn't get anywhere else. One of the biggest things that I found to be useful and absolutely eye-opening was these brainstorming sessions that we would host. And a consultant would come in with a particularly challenging case, and they would give other consultants an opportunity to share their insights in what was called a brainstorming session. Say that they would come in with the video on the screen and information about the ergonomic risk factors and other parameters of the job. We would sit in this room and we would just brainstorm with as many ergonomics solutions as possible. The really neat thing here is that you're not just pulling on the advice of the people in the room, you're pulling on the advice of all their experience that they've had in their entire careers and things that have worked, things that haven't worked. So you have access to all of these resources. And I'm sure you can imagine what happened. We got really useful solutions. Often they were high impact, low cost, in a variety of industries. You'd be surprised with the really genius but simple solutions that were to come out of these sessions. It was awesome. And things that the consultant who is deep in the weeds of the project and they're stressed and they're trying to come up with solutions on a timeline and the consultant wants the report or the company wants the report. It was such a relief to have these other pieces of advice at their fingertips so they can just put into their report and find the vendors and get going. It would save a tremendous amount of time and be obviously very, very valuable. Oh, so valuable that I'm still talking about it 15 years later because it's had such an impact on me. And in all of the ergonomics jobs and consultations that I've done since then, I've never had the luxury of pulling on that vast knowledge of support. In my career, so when I had a really challenging case, I literally had to sit there and just think. And if it was extremely challenging, then I would ask a colleague who was also a consultant, but it was a very vague type of conversation because everyone was busy. There wasn't a pre-set up time to have a brainstorming session. And if you've been in the ergonomics industry for any period of time, I'm sure you can relate to that because for many of us, we're small business owners. It's just us. We may have some subcontractors working under us, and we may have a bit of a network that we meet on a quarterly basis or we're able to meet annually at conferences and stuff. But for stuff like this, when we really need advice and time's kind of ticking, there's often not that much. The first thing I want you to do is to look at your network and see if there's any sort of people that you can pull on for instances like this, because they are going to happen, that you just need a sounding board for solutions. You definitely want to look at people who have been in the industry for some time and can really get back to you to the engineering solutions, off-the-shelf solutions that could work. So number one, that's the hugest priority here I want you to consider. The second thing here that I want to talk about is how this relates to me. And I hope you can relate to this story, because when you're trying anything new, you can get into analysis paralysis. I'm going to come full circle with how I started off this little clip in the podcast, because have you ever noticed that when you're starting something new, it kind of just seems foreign and hard? And you want to get things absolutely perfect, whether it's an ergonomics report, your website, your LinkedIn page, your brochure, the services that you offer. You want to get it absolutely perfect, because you know that there's just one shot in front of your clients. I note this as well, and sometimes that can be a procrastination tactic. I like to say, let's get it like 70%, whatever project you're working on it, 70% within reason, and just get it out there. And you can iterate once it's out there. And maybe you've noticed that in a bunch of stuff that I do, but it works. You get more traction, you get more results. So when I was putting together the Accelerate membership, I had this idea of, it was five different types of monthly deliverables. Now with this program, every week I give members a resource that's either going to save them time in their business or allow them to get more clients. Sounds pretty awesome, right? So you have less time doing the busy work and more time getting the things that really move your business forward, like doing ergonomics assessments or having those sales conversations, or the list could go on and on, or administrative tasks. We're busy as ergonomics business owners. So this is what my original deliverables were. I had the curated literature review, where you get a summary of the most important ergonomics literature that was released that month. I provide an infographic that you can put your label at the bottom of and share it in your marketing, or you can have that as a deliverable when you're doing a training and give it to your client to post around their building. Really cool, right? Then I have coaching, where I give members feedback on where they are in their business. And I have, I had a masterclass, and this masterclass is where I would bring in usually a marketing expert based on where I would see my clients in the program, where they were, and what I thought would be as valuable as possible. And this could be on various parts of marketing or other parts of running a business. One of the most popular ones that we had was getting referrals, LinkedIn, getting in the news, writing better. You know, there's a bunch. There's about more than 24 in the program. So we had the infographic, we had the curated literature review, masterclass coaching. Then my buddy, Camille, she came up to me about a year into the program and she said, "You know what, Darcy? I think if we have this really neat deliverable every month, it would provide a lot of value to your members." And it is called the Ergonomic Showdown. And she shares the trendiest ergonomic equipment every month, so you don't have to look. Because if you've ever done an ergonomic assessment in the office, you know almost monthly there seems to be new information on the market. And it's kind of, you know, it's time consuming to stay on top of that. And that's non-billable work. So that's something that we have too in this program. And that was about five deliverables. So every month there's five. I originally thought four would be the ideal number, but you know what? Things change. There's value. Five. So we've had this for a long time, but When I originally was developing the idea of the Accelerate program, I knew there would be real value in giving ergonomists these resources at their fingertips and bringing it back to where I started with. I was at the ergonomics consulting firm, and there was over 20 board-certified ergonomists there that had all these experiences and resources. I originally thought that some sort of ergonomic report review or brainstorming session would be a really valuable resource to offer in the program. So I spent a long time considering between the masterclass, where I brought experts in to share information, and a platform where ergonomics consultants could share even more. So what I ended up doing, obviously, for the first couple years of this program, I went forward with the masterclass. But now, as I'm reflecting and talking to members of the program and looking where the value is to really help ergonomics business owners get to the solutions that we all need and we don't necessarily have time to really look into, I've realized that there needs to be a shift in the program. So this is really exciting. I've been letting the members of my program know after extensive research that this change is happening in July, and I'm here to announce it to you, to the world, about this change as well. So starting in July 2023, so if you go to that webinar, there's going to be a chance that I'm going to offer you to join and enroll in the membership. And if you want to join my email list too, you can get there and I can let you know when the membership enrollment period is opening, because it's not open all the time. You're going to have a chance to be on the leading edge of this when it starts in July 2023. So what's happening is that July 2023 is where we're going to put in a new deliverable called the Ergonomics Roundtable. And that's the best name I have going forward with this thus far, but I think that it may change into something a little bit more marketing over the next year or so. But I really like this concept. I really like the idea, because as ergonomics business owners, we're kind of out on our own, right? We're doing all the things in our business. We're developing our reports, and you may be getting really good client feedback from your reports, and they're happy with it and they continue to work with you. But getting feedback from other ergonomics consultants that have been in the field for a while in a directed conversation about ergonomics reports and brainstorming solutions is really, really valuable. Some of our members have said that we want feedback of what we do. We need a second set of eyes, a round table when we have a challenging reports for a lot of different clients. We need room to jump and share deeper experiences, bounce ideas off each other. It gives something that we're working on and get everyone's opinion with this. One of the great examples I really like is sharing report templates, because as we know, there's a million different ways to do ergonomics assessment reports, and seeing what other consultants in the field are doing to develop their own reports is priceless, because a subtle change in what you do and how you report it can mean a lot of clarity for your clients, and maybe a lot of time savings for you too. Isn't that exciting? So this is going to be happening on Mondays, just one Monday every month. And we're going to be allowing members to take the lead and share some of their background and their reports every month on a Monday, because usually Mondays is a little less busy than the rest of the days of the week if you're consulting. Usually that's like an administrative day. But you may be saying to yourself, well, that's cool, Darcy, but what about those awesome masterclasses? Because they can really help me and you can get some really good advice, right? Well, they're not going away. They're just being shifted to either bi-monthly or quarterly. And all the resources that we've done from past masterclasses are still going to be there. And the reason why of this shift is that there is a huge opportunity of resources in this program. As I mentioned earlier in this episode, even if you have the best intentions and you go to the annual conferences, or maybe you have a local meetup of ergonomics enthusiasts, not having a platform for you to meet to actually talk about ergonomics reports and ergonomics risk factors and the specifically ergonomics risk factors that are at a job that you're trying to find a solution for, so because you're getting paid by a client, those opportunities to do that, it's not there. And that's why this program exists. So there you have it. That's the exciting new update that I have to share with you about the Accelerate program. I am so pumped for this. I think it's going to be game-changing for us as ergonomic service providers to have this network and insights to provide as much value as possible to our clients and to save us some time too, right? How much fun is that going to be? So there is going to be a chance for you to enroll in the program, check it out for a month, see what it's like at the end of June 2023. So you can be first in line to check out the new program that we have called the Ergonomics Roundtable. And how cool is that? There is a way that you can get started. As I mentioned, in less than a week, we have How to Build a Thriving Ergonomic Service Business. That training, you can check it out at ergonomicshelp.com/thrive-June2023. All the information for you to decide if this training is right for you, you can check it out at that website. I'll leave it in the show notes and you can check it out. I can't wait for you to join this training. It's going to be so valuable. You're going to get some major insights about what you do and how you do it and how to get more paying clients. And that's what we all want as ergonomic service providers, right? So head to that link and I will see you on Wednesday, June 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern.